the glory of God. So it shall be, while my glory passeth by, that I will put you in the cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand while I pass by. Genesis 33, verse 2. How we all long to see God, just as Moses saw his magnificence. How we ache to see the glory of God, as did his servant Moses. But his glory is no cupcake carousel or candy-flossed picnic party. It is only the dedicated servant that can see God's glory and live. God showed his glory to Moses at the start of the long wilderness walk, for the wanderings of the next 40 years were to prove hard and difficult. Moses had been chosen by God to be his minister to his chosen people. God trained him in the desert and revealed himself in a burning bush. Moses experienced the Passover of Egypt and death in the Red Sea waters. He was taught God's plan and shown the very pattern of God's holy temple. He was consecrated of God, anointing others with God's holy anointing oil. He was given manna to feed the hungry, and water to drink from the rock. He drank bitter waters, which God sweetened, and he rested at many oases. Moses was a few days' march from the promised land, and was ready to enter. And then Moses was shown the glory of God. Moses had to be put in the cleft of the rock to see a glimmer of God's glory. But Moses had to be beneath the protection of God's covering hand, for God's presence and God's person is too awful to behold and live. Yet Moses was shown the back of God's glory. But it brought with it great responsibility, hardship, disappointments and pain. And Moses had 40 years of responsibility, hardship, disappointments, and pain. For 40 years, Moses had to trudge the desert, leading a disobedient mob. For 40 years, he taught the truth to a saved nation that rebelled against God. He was despised and accused by the very people he was sent to help. He gave them spiritual food and heavenly water, yet they murmured against him. He told them God's commands and showed them God's ways, yet they were defiant. Oh yes, Moses saw the glory of God as the glory of God passed by. At the start of his ministry, Moses saw the glory of God pass by. But that glimpse was the precursor to a life of rejection, pain and grief. And the rest of his life, he had responsibility, hardship, disappointment, and pain. And Moses, the faithful servant of God, finished his life in the desert. Moses spent his life in obedience, looking forward to the promised land. But Moses never entered the promised land. He died in the wilderness. But that was not the end of the story, for Moses was once again to see the glory of God. And on the Transfigurations Mount, this faithful servant was justly rewarded. Is not Moses a typical example of this weary life that we all lead? As we in our Christian walk see the glory of God in so many ways, he saves us from the world and baptizes us into the body of Christ. He gives us living bread and the water of life, times of refreshment and peace. And he shows us his glory life in the flush of the new life in Christ, placing us in the cleft of the rock, and showing us his glory and gracious favour. And then, for the rest of our life, we have the responsibility, hardship, disappointment, and pain. And we look for the promised land whose builder and maker is God. But how we long to see the glory of Christ, and to be for ever with the Lord. But to do so, we must be hidden in the cleft of the rock. The rock whose side was deeply smitten with a brutal sword thrust. The rock whose hands and feet were pierced with those cruel nails. The rock whose head was lacerated by a crown of twisted thorns. For we will drink of the cup that he drank, bitterness and heartache. And we must eat from the bowl from which he ate, suffering and grief. And we must lose our life in this world, and be hated and despised of all men. If we would one day partake of his transfiguration, if we would one day see the glory of God,